Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gaumond, and I'm back and at my regular time. Wow, it's been a really interesting and kind of hectic week. I had my daughter visiting with me on Monday and Tuesday. They live in Colorado, so they're out for a few days visiting some other relatives and stay with me pretty much of 2 days. So that was fun. That was enjoyable. I guess I was on Wednesday, wasn't I? Yes, I was on Wednesday, but I got my schedule kind of mixed up and was later than normal. So this is my normal time, 2 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. And then yesterday I was out of town visiting another family member. So I am back today. So what are we going to do? I thought I would keep it pretty simple. It is Friday. Let's do some readings. Yeah. Psychic or intuitive or channeled readings or whatever you call it, but I do coaching to go with it. I consider myself more of a performance coach, which means I'm going to help you to create, manifest, and overcome the obstacles that you are in your way to get whatever you want. Now, being a channel, it's not me doing it, it's spirit. Now, they call upon maybe some of the things I've learned in the past in school. Can I say that past in school? Okay, they call upon that. And so that's what I do. And it's about not so much about when things are going to happen. There's always this when factor, but the when factor has a lot to do with you and whether you believe it or not and whether you're going to start manifesting that when. So a lot of it has to do with how. The why part is really up to you, isn't it? And the where part, how and where. I mean, you want it, but the how part, the why part is pretty much up to you, because why you want something generally, and according to the Abraham material, is because you think it would make your life a little bit easier, right? You think whatever you're asking the universe for will make your life a little bit easier. So that's what we're going to talk about. That's what the readings are about. We get into your past lives a little bit. We also talk to your ancestors. They give messages, and generally those messages are of guidance, hope, and direction, and a lot of attaboys and attagirls for doing the right thing. They want to congratulate you for doing the right thing or living the life that you're here to live. It's not always negative. It's not always, well, you haven't been doing this. And, well, sometimes they're very congratulatory to you about the life you've been living. So that's what we're going to do. Now, I posted in the chat room some information for you. If you want an extended reading, because these are meant to be really brief and to the point, but if you want to get into more details, then there's some information. There's the messenger.info you can go to, or my phone number. You can call me, and it's $1 a minute. You would pay at the messenger. And I like to keep readings the minimum of 10 minutes, because that kind of gets us into the opportunity of answering some questions and delving into you a little bit and what I pick up on your energy field and what's going on inside you. Reading the real you, the real person, as I call it. In my writing, I call it the real you, the real person. It's your soul level reading. That's the way I look at it. So before we get into some articles, and I'm going to read a little bit more about the book I've been writing, give you a little bit more information on that and read a paragraph or two from that. I had some articles I thought would be kind of fun to go through. One from Pam wrote. This is more of an extended article on telltale signs you've been suffering from burnout for a long time. Okay. And it's from lifehack.com. So we're going to go through that if we have time. I'd rather take your calls. I'd really rather talk to you than a lot of these articles, but they're really interesting. So the other article I had was kind of fun. It was The Truth About Coffee. Ooh, everybody have coffee in the morning. Some people are tea drinkers. Some people drink sodas. But, you know, So let's talk about coffee, and it's a quiz to see if you know the answers about coffee. The other one I mentioned is an article by Pam Grout, and we'll kind of get into that and dig into that a little bit. Another article I thought would be kind of fun, because it's Friday, it's the weekend, let's have some fun. Let's just don't be too serious about life, right? Let's play a little bit with life. It's always a good thing to do, right? So 8 ways kissing boosts your health. Now, if you're listening to the show, okay, if you're listening to the show, then you get into the chat room, pick the one you want to talk about. Which article do you think would be most interesting to you as we get into this? Because first of all, I want to take your calls. If I can't take your calls, if you're not calling in, we're going to delve into some of this information. And, it's up to you. What do you want to listen to? What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the show in a nutshell. The show in a nutshell, right? And so we'll get it all to that. So again, if you're listening and you have a preference of the type of article that you want me to talk about, if you don't want to call in, if you don't want to talk to dead people, if you don't want to get a coaching or reading session, that's okay. That's fine. But I'm going to delve into. So let me jump into something. I thought about this morning. I thought, well, my show is an opportunity to voice some of my own opinions, a little commentary. And sometimes I delve into political, and this one is a little bit more on the political side, but it's really more on the earth side, the science side. There's a little bit of nerd in me, okay? I've been around scientific type people most of my life. I've had good friends who are into practical science. I guess that would be good way of describing it. People who apply scientific principles to their work in, like engineers, that they're practical scientists. They use scientific principles to build, create, and so forth. And my brothers are both that way, and other family members. So science is a big deal to me. And, from a spiritual perspective, I do believe in evolution. But I believe in spirit-guided evolution, not just accidental, oops, a million years, billions of years ago, this thing happened and the spark of life. Well, I believe the spark of life came from somewhere. Okay, somewhere. And I call it spirit, source. Let's just call it source energy, created the spark of life and basically has directed evolution throughout time, right? That's what I believe. Now, a lot of people say that's a bunch of bunk. Evolution is just evolution, or God created everything in 7 days. Well, I don't go to that extreme, of course. I believe everything's evolved over millions of years. I do believe in that life had its opportunities to evolve and adapt, and those who that were best suited for the environment adapted and lived, and those who didn't went out into extinction, like dinosaurs, right? But it's all guided, it's all directed, it's all watched over, like big lab experiment. It's like source looking at the earth going, this is a big lab experiment, we'll just see what happens, we just got to start this game and see what happens. That's my philosophy. But the planet's kind of evolved into this really beautiful place, don't you agree? A little bit of guidance here and there, and it's evolved into this really amazing place. But what's happening now is people are attacking this beautiful place. They don't seem to care about their home. They really, really disrespect our home. Like Bill Maher said in an editorial, that we don't have a B planet. We don't have Mars. We're not going to Mars. We're not going to pack up and all end up in spaceships and go to Mars because we're screwing up this planet. So I'm a little perturbed, not a little, I'm major perturbed about what happened to the president of this country, of the United States, who decided to pull out of the Paris climate control, whatever you call it, agreement, climate change agreement, and the Paris climate change agreement, because we're making real progress as a planet, as nations, as communities, and realizing there is a plot problem, there is a climate change issue that's going on. The planet is getting warmer, the storms are getting bigger. you don't, this is not theory anymore. This is not some conceptual idea. Well, if the computer models show in 20 years this is going to happen. No, it's real, kids. It's real. Really, islands in the South Pacific are sinking or being inundated by water. Okay? Cities along the coasts are being inundated with water. Storms are getting worse all the time. There is a climate change crisis. And we're creating it. We're causing it to ramp up at a greater rate. Now, you know, of course, there's cycles in the environment. And, you know, nobody's disagreeing with that concept. But we're making these cycles worse. So to hide our heads in the sand and say, no, let's support fossil fuel. Let's support coal and oil and all of those things that are creating the CO2, which goes into the atmosphere, which is causing the warming effect, is absurd. It's ridiculous. It's just all about money. It's just supporting people. Now, I know I'm getting a little political, and this is way off the spiritual thing, and I know that, but I just wanted to jump in on this one for a minute because it just – I just find it so absurd and so ignorant to actually believe that there is no science. There is no climate change happening. Don't call it global warming. Let's just say it climate change. The climate is changing, and the climate is not changing in a way it's favorable to man. Okay? It's getting worse. The climate is getting more destructive. You know, from a spiritual perspective, karma is being paid for our misuse of the planet. The planet is acting out against us. Okay? From a spiritual perspective, the planet is going to get us. Unless we make peace with the planet, you know, in the Polynesian periods, they would get up on the top of a volcano and make a sacrifice of something. Well, we need to make sacrifices. Actually, our sacrifices are very pleasant. You know, renewable energy is really healthy. It's much better for us than breathing coal dust. I don't know if anybody was raised around coal. I lived in Michigan as a child, and we burnt coal for fuel. It was disgusting. There's no such thing as clean coal. Oil burns, gas burns, and it goes into the atmosphere. I mean, if you watched it burn, right? I've lived in Southern California for a long time. I can remember smog when it was really, really bad. You go outside and there's this brown haze everywhere. We've made efforts to clean up the cars. Okay, boom, done. So this is my little editorial. This is my little commentary beef for the day. And I'm my rant, I guess you would call it that. But we as citizens, we as communities can take a stand. We, as in our own cities, can push our own leaders in our states, our cities, to live by the accord, to work with industry to reduce pollution, to promote renewable energies in our own communities. Since Washington, D.C., and Congress and the president are being foolish about this whole subject, we as citizens need to take a stand. We need to push on our own local communities for renewable energies and cleaning up factories that pollute. Okay, so enough of that. Let's get back to our spiritual thing. And you know, but it is spiritual. It's caring for the planet. We're stewards for the planet. Even the Bible talks about being stewards for the planet. Are we good stewards or bad stewards of the planet? Are we really good caretakers? Or we're just negligent? You know, the planet will survive. People won't. Always remember that. The planet will survive. The planet will self-heal. We may not be around for it to self-heal. But I'm more of an optimist. I believe at some point the planet will turn around, that people will see the light, see the vision of, oops, this is not working. We got to do something about it. And the majority of people do see the value in using renewable energy, do see the value of the climate change initiatives. It's just few misguided leaders that don't. Okay, so I'm going to take calls. I'm kind of off on a whole different tangent here. Then we'll get into some articles and we'll have some fun. That's enough of a commentary for one day, right? So I got a caller. We'll do that, see what's going on. Remember, this is a little bit about coaching and a little bit about reading, and they're supposed to be brief. But if you want to get a hold of me and want an extended reading or coaching, my information is there. Okay, so we'll take a call. We'll jump into some articles, and we'll have some more fun. It's always about having fun, isn't it? That's why we're here, to have fun, I think. Yes. Hello?
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 Yes, hi.
Hi. And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Fernanda.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Fernanda.
Fernanda. I don't think I've ever heard that name before. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, fascinating.
It's the female version of Fernando.
Yeah, well, that sounds kind of connects there somehow, some way, doesn't it? Yes. So what's going on today?
Yeah. I was actually looking to see if you were doing readings. I would love to have one.
Okay, well, let's do it this way, because I talk to dead people, which are your ancestors a lot. So they're ones that give you information.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I don't know who comes through, and sometimes – and I'm not sure if it's really for you or somebody else, but I'll see what I get, okay? No promises, no absolute guarantees here. Male energy. It's a male energy. Okay, I'll give you that, male energy. And I never get names. I wish I did, but they don't give me names, okay? So you can, if you can identify with this person, that's really cool. Male energy, father's side of the family, feels like... Yeah. Feels like a grandfather or a great grandfather. It feels like that. Okay. It just, they show me like if it's off to the line or a straight up and down, it's a straight up and down, like a grandfather kind of character. Okay.
Yeah. My grandfather.
I don't know if you
knew, that would be
I don't know if you knew him, but he was, I get the word jovial. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that's who that is, but I get the word jovial around the person. So what does he have to say to you specifically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go backwards in life. Don't go backwards. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I get don't go backwards. It feels like you've hit – well, I'm kind of getting the impression what he's trying to tell me is that you've hit a spot in your life where you're kind of in neutral, right? Am I right or wrong? If I'm off, I'll admit.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. And that would be my grandfather. I did know my grandfather, and I believe he's my guardian angel.
Yeah, he's saying don't go backwards. You're in this neutral spot. It's time to push forward. I'm sensing there is resistance on your part to push forward, but it's time to really take steps forward in life. That he's encouraging you, and that he's with you to push forward. You know, it's like the picture I see is like doors. He's going to open doors or help you to open doors. It's not that – not even going to exactly open the doors for you, but going to make it easier for you to open the doors that you want to go through. And doors being metaphorical doors, not real doors. They could be real, but they're more metaphorical.
Right.
So what he's trying to tell you is take the next step, whatever that is. Take the next step. Be ready to take the next step, okay?
Okay.
It's kind of funny when I do past life regressions and I take people under and I walk them down a hallway and I show them doors and they get to choose the door to go in, which will show them their past life. This does make sense at some point. I hope I can make this sense. But the door usually lights up underneath, like this is the door to go through. So he's going to light up your way, like light up the door for you to go through. Okay, it's going to be really obvious. He's going to light up this path for you, and you'll go, okay, I got it. This is what I'm supposed to do. Got it? You got this?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any questions about the next step in life? He's going to show you what that is. It's all going to light up. You know, in videos sometimes when somebody's dancing and the steps underneath light up, you know, the next step they're going to, well, your next step will light up for you. Got it?
Okay.
Yeah, you're ready. You're ready. You're going to make real progress in the next 3 months. Not in 3 months, but during the next 3 months, you will make progress. Okay?
Okay.
I have no idea what this aspect of your life they're talking about, but it's going to happen for you quickly. Boom, boom, done, done.
I'm going through a separation right now from my husband. And as much as I want him back, he's currently in a really toxic relationship with another woman that he just can't seem to walk away. And I'm trying to help him out financially, spiritually, everything. He actually ended up in the hospital this past week because of her. And as much as I want him back, I don't know what to do anymore. So
here's what I hear for you, and it's probably, you know, it's either spirit or, you know, your grandfather. Basically, let it go. There's not much you can do at this point. I hear turn him over to God.
I have.
Okay? Turn him over.
Yep.
Because it's out of your hands. You'll be shown the next step to do, whether it's with him or not, but you need to turn him over and give him to God and say, okay, you take care of him. I can't do anything about it. I'm done with him. He's just, you know, he's out there whacked out somewhere. You take care of him. I can't do anything more for him. All I can do is send him love. All I can do is send him love. And that's all you can do at this point.
I pray for him. I do. I pray
for
him.
Yeah, I do. I see you do that.
I pray. I ask my guardian angel as well as God is guardian angel every time.
Right. So it's really time for you to move. And the next step is really to move on with your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that's what my grandfather's telling me.
Take care of yourself, okay? Take care of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Yeah, I always talk about having very brief readings. But you know what? That's not fair to people. If they really have information they need to hear. Now, so if I give you more of an extended reading, and I'm not trying to solicit necessarily just for money here, but it's like you can go to my website, the messenger.info, and you can contribute a couple dollars if you're so inclined, if you felt I helped. Okay, and versus just calling me for another reading. Okay. Yeah, as I mentioned, this is supposed to be brief. So I have some articles. We're going to get into some other subjects. We got it. Wow. That's really been fun. Half the show. How great is this? I'm trying to figure out which one to take. Oh, let me just start with Pam Grout is one of my favorite authors. And she's wrote these books called E Squared, E Cubed, and Thank and Grow Rich. And she has another book coming out. I'm plugging her all the time, right? Yeah. But she wrote an article, and it was really brief, and it was part of her blog. And I thought this is kind of a interesting blog. Maybe it's interesting for this last lady that called in. And I'll check back and see if anybody else wants to talk. She quotes an interesting quote. It's from a Douglas Mallock, M-A-L-L-O-C-K, Mallock. The biggest liar in the world is they say. Okay, so let me get into the article, and it relates to that. Life isn't about yourself. Life is about creating yourself, George Bernard Shaw. That's an interesting quote. They say you should follow the rules. They say you need 8 hours of sleep every night. They say you should avoid sugar. They say stay away from gluten. They say. Now, you know where we're going with this already. It's who is this they, right? It's the supposedly so-called experts, right? They say love hurts. They say lots of things that, as far as I'm concerned, talking about Pam here, are only true if you decide to describe to them. You know, I recently had a little bit of a health issue, which is kind of lingering a bit, gout, which has drifted into arthritis. And I read all these articles about gout and how to prevent gout and what not to eat and what to eat. And I could say they say, but they say and they contradict each other. And it's like, really, you know, really? So they say lots of things that, as far as I'm concerned, the only true if you decide to subscribe to them. The real question is, what do you say? Let me read that again. It's a real big point here. The real question is, what do you say? What do you believe? What do you want to be true? you know, I was going through this whole thing about what I should eat and what I shouldn't eat and what this and do that. And I had a discussion with my friend about it. And he goes, George, you got the answers. Just tap into the answers. Just tap into it. Just tap into spirit. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay, true, really. We just all need to tap into, I call our inner self, our true self. If we can really meditate and get into that quiet space, or however you do it, walking meditations, whatever kind of meditation you do, tap into your own self and ask your higher self, what should I do? What's good for me? Is gluten good for me, or yes or no? Do I really need to sleep 8 hours a night? You know, you can, you know, there's like ideomotor responses. You can use a pendulum, or you can use kinesiology, the arms tightening thing. You can do all of those things, but what you're trying to do is tap into that higher part of yourself, that knowing part of yourself that will give you these answers. So following what Pam is saying here, what do you believe? Well, what does your inner being believe? What does your higher self believe that's right for you or wrong for you? You know, about whatever the subject is. Should I read the book? Should I read this book? Should I take this new job? They say it would be a good experience. You know, they say you should do that. They could be your family members. They could be some expert. Whatever it is, they could say. But really tap into who you are, your higher self. So if you're interested, I can teach you how to use some of these tools. If you want to contact me, how to use the ideomotor responses, the kinesthetics, kinesiology, the pendulum, to get these answers for yourself. So you're not going, they said, you're going, I said, my inner being said. So that's an interesting article, and I've kind of expanded on it a little bit. So let's get into something else. Let's go have some more fun. I don't know if that's really fun or not. Oh, one of the things I wanted to do today, and I'm going to check back with you guys and see if anybody's calling me. No. One of the things I wanted to do is, as I said, I'm working on this book, and I use it in blog form, and I'm posting it as blogs. But I'm going to read a little bit from it, and as I'm reading it, I get to edit it a little bit, because I'm reading it out loud helps to edit, but the information I've tried to put across to you. So let me kind of read a little bit, and I've might have read some of this before. The basic theme of the information is it's messages from Source God presented by Miss Spirit Guide Sarah, and it's talking about really raising your vibration, getting into the flow, getting into related to your higher self. So I'm going to read a section out of it. Let's look at your vibration and how it serves you in your creative outlets. As you continue to raise your vibration to match that of Source, some people call that God, right? The more you connect with all of life. That is life in the physical and the non-physical. As you build these connections, information begins to flow to you in greater and greater amounts. You as an artist or writer, and you as an artist and writer need inspiration, right? Okay, when you raise your vibration, you tap into the vibrations that have been carried creative expressions for thousands of years. The higher the vibration, the greater access you have to creative genius. Being in high vibrational beings, direct access to vibrations that have created the masterpieces of all time. Looking for a story to write? Connect with Hemingway, Mark Twain, or even Shakespeare. Need some ideas on what to paint or sculpture? Picasso or Monet are waiting for you. You're asking. When you've raised your vibration and choose close to that of Source, you have the capacity to tap into the brilliance of all those who came before you. I'm going to skip a little bit because there's some other sections I want to read for you. But that's kind of the essence of what they're trying to tell you, is that if you really want inspiration in your life, if you really want to accomplish something, tap into energies out there in the universe that are there for you. learn how to connect with those who have come before you, like even your ancestors that have come before you. I think I'm going to skip the rest of it. I actually even have to go back to edit that. That didn't flow as well as I liked it to be. Okay, so we'll go back to that some other time. I've got a feeling I need to get one of the other articles. We'll do that and have some more fun. But I'll read more. I'll read more about more from the publication that I'm working on at another time. So we read Pam's material, and let's jump into something that's kind of fun for Friday, right? Let's do something different. And the article's from beliefnet.com, and it's one of the editors at beliefnet.com that wrote this article, and it's about 8 ways kissing boosts your health. I thought this is kind of an interesting thing if you're in a romantic relationship already, or if you want to get into a romantic relationship, it's always good to know. Hey, it's a good sales job. Let's have a kiss. Let me tell you all the benefits of a kiss, right? A little good sales job. What do you think? So let's do that. And then we'll move into some other things. The smooch or kiss or the kiss, nothing is so sweet in a relationship. The kiss can mean various things. It can be subtle, sweet, passionate, or even boring. Yet the fact is often overlooked how as more emphasis is always on the benefits of sex, but don't discount the power of the kiss, right? So let's get into these 8 benefits of kissing. You know, the lips are very sensitive. I was reading somewhere a while back, and I forgot the exact number, but of the nerve endings that are in the lips. They're one of the more sensitive parts of the body. So when you kiss, you're really connecting those nerve endings with two people. It's just lighting up. Blow up time, right? Okay, it lowers blood pressure. Expressing affection through kissing can be a powerful force, as the act can lower the blood pressure. The reason for this is it gives your heart a workout as it dilates the blood vessels and helps blood to get to the organs better. It gets better for lovers as improves blood circulation through the body, in the body. So how does it really work? Certain MDs said shared in Glamour magazine that our lips are made of blood vessels, and kissing distributes the blood better. The blood is then directed toward the face, away from the rest of the body. So the demand on the heart goes down, resulting in lower blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, like myself, have a tendency toward it, I should be kissing all the time. What do you think? If you got tendency toward high blood pressure, a kiss is a real benefit. So having a partner, right? It helps anxiety. I think that's cool. It helps anxiety. Sharing displays of affection like hugging and kissing release those feel-good hormones can help people suffering from anxiety. Kissing increases oxytocin, and it stimulates endorphins. These natural opiates are released in the brain and help you to feel less stress and make you feel happier. Ah, benefit, cool benefit, right? When we kiss at the end of the day, we also release all that energy into a positive way. Psychotherapist Arthur Javot said that people who can't have satisfaction in a relationship when their feel-good hormone of oxytocin is low. So kissing puts out chemicals into the body that makes you feel good. Also, hugging does. Even hugging your pets does. Hugging is like one of this amazing thing. We're not talking about hugging, but hugging and kissing are major factors in helping raise your feel-good chemicals in your body. So think that in mind. So if you avoid kissing for whatever reason, stop it now, right? It helps you lose weight. Bryant Stemford is a professor at the University of Illinois, and he said that kissing can help you lose weight. In fact, it could be just as much as working out on a treadmill. Whoa, cool as that, huh? During a really, really passionate kiss, you might burn two calories per minute. double your metabolic rate, he said in an interview with WebMD. So if you got a 30-minute kiss, that's pretty good, isn't it? That's excellent, isn't it? Okay, so you got a couple benefits here. You got lower blood pressure, anxiety. You got, okay, let's move on to the next one. And we're going to dealing with a little bit another of reducing your pain. So reducing your pain. Since we know kissing increases oxytocin, and this stimulates endorphins, and it also releases corticosteroids to help relieve pain. Once this happens, chronic pain like arthritis, PMS, and headaches. Yeah, I'm a head case, right? Yeah. Woo, I can't talk. Could be impacted and altered. The doctors sharing displays of affection like hugging and kissing will release these feel-good hormones as well. Pair this with sex and you are on your way to experiencing a healthy boost. Yeah, just this romance in general is really good for you. I don't care what age you are. It's really good for you. I know. There's like, well, wait a minute now. But there's advantages to it. You know, real advantages. Okay, it helps you become more mindful. That's kind of an interesting thought. Kissing allows you to live in the moment, and this is something we all need to do in the hustle and bustle of life. Slowing down is important to our minds and to our bodies. Kissing is an exciting excursion into the sensual, clinical sexologist Joy Davidson told WebMD. If we happen to be connecting with someone who we care about, it produces a sense of well-being and kind of full-body pleasure. Kissing also heightens the experience of living in the moment. Yeah, if you're kissing, you better be focused on the moment. Couldn't be thinking about paying your bills or what you're going to make for dinner. Your partner can tell that pretty quickly. You're not there, right? So living in the moment, a making out session will benefit our lymphatic and nervous system to help you chill out more. Greeting your partner at the end of the day or the beginning of the day with a kiss, a long kiss. See the benefits of all this? I know people are leaving right and left. They're going, really? I don't want to hear all this, but that's all right. You get to hear it because it's something that's really important. It can prevent tooth decay. Locking lips can prevent tooth decay by stimulating saliva production. This may help with bacteria and help lower the risk of having fewer cavities. According to Dental Health Magazine, kissing increases the low flow of saliva, which helps to keep the mouth, teeth, and gums healthy. Amazing, huh? The additional saliva will get rid of particles of the teeth as well. There is the flip side, as cavity-causing bacteria can be spread through kissing. Of course, you need to keep brushing your teeth, even with perfect oral health. Yeah, brush your teeth ahead of time, right? Brush your teeth, floss, do whatever you do, but then kissing also will add, it's just a little added step in your dental hygiene. What do you think? How much do you guys kiss? Is it just kind of perfunctory? Or are you really into passion? I know I didn't mean to get into the passion part, but I thought, well, this is kind of fun, isn't it? It helps with menstrual cramps. Oh, when you're dealing with menstrual cramps, the last thing you want to do is to be touched. But you might want to change your tune, according to certain doctors who added that kissing session can help menstrual cramps. Kissing helps to dilate with your blood vessels, which may help alleviate your cramps. You might want to rethink pushing your mate away when you're dealing with cramps. And they're just talking about kissing, a hug and a kiss. They're not going any further than that if you're not feeling into the actual sexual part, right? Okay, the last point. The last point is it can help your sex drive. that seems rather obvious, doesn't it? It seems like, yeah, well, one leads to the other normally, right? Okay, kissing can vamp up your sex drives if it stimulates the section of the brain associated with love. Kissing may have evolved as a way to stimulate brain systems associated with sex drive, romantic love, and attachment so that humans are triggered to seek a variety of potential mates. What do you think? If the person you are dating can't kiss, it would impair your sex drive. This is not a deal breaker, but a bad kisser won't help keep the engines going. You ever had a bad kisser? I went out with somebody not too long ago. It really wasn't a very good kisser. And it was kind of a turnoff. It's like, oh, really? You know, there are kissers that, never mind. We'll get on to that. I won't be critical of somebody else, but I'll just say that sometimes people aren't the greatest kissers in the world. And, you know, it's kind of a turnoff, and it's not a turn on. So practice your kissing. Learn the art of kissing, right? Kissing is really good for your health. I keep checking back to see if somebody wants to talk to me. I have a couple minutes left. Just about it. So instead of getting into anything else, I just got a little quick. I'm not going to get into this extended article on what I was talking about earlier. I'm going to talk about coffee for a minute. Anybody drink coffee out there? Everybody raise your hand. Some people drink tea. I drink mostly decaf. But I put like three parts decaf, one part regular coffee in my mix for the morning. And that kind of just gives me a little tiny boost, but I'm used to it. And I think for me, part of drinking coffee is just the warmth, the feeling that's part of like having breakfast, right? Abhatma, how many cups of coffee does the average person drink daily? 1, 3, or 5? And I think I read this a long time ago, but let me, I'm going to click with 3. Yes, 3. Ah. More than 3/4 of us drink coffee, and more than half say they drink it every day. Experts aren't sure what health risks are, if any. If you drink too much coffee, that's why most suggest you stop at 2 or 3 cups. My doctor said 2 cups, but I stretch it with, I think about 2 1/4, but mostly decaf. So I guess I'm in that range somewhere along the line, right? Which has less caffeine, ground coffee or instant coffee? Now, I don't think I ever took this test. I'm going to say instant. Yes, instant. Ground roast coffee has about 150 milligrams per 5-ounce cup if it's made in drip brew pot. The same size cup made in an old percolator has about 80 milligrams. So the drip has more caffeine. Instant coffee doesn't brew as long. That's partly why there's only 65 milligrams of caffeine per cup. So if you don't want to switch to decaf and you're not comfortable with decaf, just, you know, get some instant coffee. I don't know if they even make it anymore. Remember, my mother used to drink Sanka, which was instant coffee. It had lower caffeine, too. I guess that's one of the reasons she liked it. Or she didn't want to bother take the time to brew coffee, right? Where did coffee first come from? Oh, we're almost out of time. Let me just one question, and then you guys can play with this whenever you want. Where did coffee come from? South or Central America, Hawaii? And the answer is Africa. Yay! Of the 25 more major spices of coffee plants, all of them are native to the tropics of Africa, mainly Ethiopia. Did you know that? I think I knew that from somewhere, right? So we're going to end it there. Well, I had fun today. Thank you for the calls. And again, I left my information there for you if you're interested in the chat room, if you want to contact me and have more of an extended coaching session or reading. We can talk to some of your ancestors. We can help you we being my spirit guides and me, and help you in whatever is going on in your life. But I love doing this. So I'll be back on Monday. I think I'll be on most days next week, maybe Thursday. I think I'm going to be meeting a friend for lunch. Don't think I'll be back in time. But it's been fun. And remember, take care of yourselves. Have some fun. Have a very, very enjoyable weekend. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to you. And next week, we'll carry on the same theme. We'll just mostly want to take your calls. and see what spirit has to say for you. Bye now. Love you. Be well.